Things are happening fast and furious as we begin the show today. In fact, I'm going to give you a couple minutes to text all of your friends and tell them to tune in to your buddy Dore at 97.3 Cairo FM. We're coming to you from the Carter Subaru studio. We are streaming on Facebook Live, and we begin with some breaking news.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
You know what else this is? This is also a Dore Monson Show exclusive.
The Big Lead. Dore Monson Show exclusive.
So, my show prep blew up about 20 minutes ago when our news desk got a phone call from a Seattle Times reporter. The reporter informed us that somebody this morning towed an RV in front of Seattle City Councilwoman Lisa Herbold's house. The reporter was reaching out to us and to me because you may recall 2 days ago I talked to community activist Ari Hoffman. And Ari had this idea. He had sent an email to all of the city council members' houses, or all of the city council members, and to the mayor, and said, if you don't start cleaning up the RVs, and he was particularly upset about the ones in front of the Jewish cemetery, where the cemetery is just desecrated by needles and human waste and condoms, and then near his place of business. So he said, I'm going to start with Deborah Juarez and Bruce Harrell. I'm going to get RVs, and I'm going to tow them in front of the council members' houses. He asked me if I wanted to be a part of it, because you may recall I had this idea a couple of years ago. And I backed off it because I didn't want to expose the neighbors to the city council members to any liability. If a heroin addict comes in because of an RV that I'm responsible for and had done something to a neighbor or to the council member, I couldn't live with that. And so I told him no. And Ari floated another idea that we've actually been talking about. In fact, Nicole had a conversation with him after the show yesterday. And that idea was, well, what if we get RVs, but we don't open them up, but we make them these rolling billboards and put them in the council members' homes? I'll give you an update on that. But since we had just talked about that on my show a couple of days ago, the Seattle Times reporter asked me, do you think Ari Hoffman is involved in this RV being towed to Councilwoman Lisa Herbold's home? And I said, I have no idea if he is. I certainly don't know. But I said, I seriously doubt it, because this is the highest, holiest Jewish day. This is Yom Kippur. And when we talked to Ari yesterday, he said that he was going to be completely out of touch and unavailable all day today because of Yom Kippur. And so I seriously doubt if Ari was involved in this RV being towed to Lisa Herbold's house this morning. And then the Seattle Times reporter asked me, do you think it was one of your listeners? Again, I said, this is the first I'm hearing about this, so I have no idea. There's a little tiny part of me that kind of hopes it is, but I don't know. I honestly don't know. And so we have dispatched reporter Carolyn Osorio. She's just moments away, and we'll get a live report. We have confirmed with Lisa Herbold's office, and we've seen the picture of the RV that is in front of her West Seattle home. But there is something much, much greater at play here. And that is, people have had it. We finally seem to have reached the boiling point. We have gotten sick and tired of the drugs and the crime and the absolute mess that our city and our region have become. And now it looks like there is going to be some serious citizen revolting going on. And I find that not revolting, but refreshing. These council members don't care if the RV's in front of your business. They don't care if it's in front of the apartment building that you own, but you can't rent out and you're getting financially devastated. because your ground floor units, nobody will rent because there are heroin RVs right outside those ground floor units. They don't care if you are involved in a $3 million building project in South Seattle. The realtor that I talked to 2 weeks ago, and they are financially devastated. That contractor who built it on spec, because between when he went under contract to build it and today, the block is filled with RVs. And the Seattle City Council does nothing about this. And so, a couple of things now. If you are involved in having towed this RV to Lisa Herbold's house, I'd like you to text me. And if you want, I'll put you on the air. Okay? Our text number is 98973. That's 98973. If you're involved in the towing of an RV to Seattle City Council member Lisa Herbold's home this morning, text me. Give me some details in your text of what kind of truck you used and the RV, because I gotta screen you a little bit here. I'm getting lots and lots of text messages already. Whoever it is should be governor, from the 360. From the 253, good work, people. Another 253, take back our town. From the 206, how quick will that RV be towed from her house? Yeah, that's the question. That's the question. They leave the others for months and let the residents in those areas absolutely suffer as a result. 253, we didn't do it, Dory, but we're very happy to hear that someone did park that RV. Another one, what a great news story. I'm sure nobody wants anybody hurt, but if the Seattle City Council and the mayor had to personally deal with the mess they have created with the RV drug dens, this could spur action that is meaningful. Okay, the text messages are spinning like a slot machine right now. So you can text me at 98973. That's 98973. And again, if you're involved in this, let me know. I can keep you confidential if you need that. But I want to talk to you. I want to find out who did this, okay? Finally, someone took a stand against the city of Seattle. This is so funny. I love it. I'm just text after text. 98973. Let's go live to Lisa Herbold's home, where our reporter Carolyn Osorio joins us. Carolyn, what can you tell me?
Hey, Dory. Well, let's see. She is a classic Dutchman, number 260. It's one of the RVs that you don't drive it up. You literally tow it up and leave it.
Yes.
And so it's got the little cedar cement blocks there holding the tow line. And it's literally, it's full garbage. I mean, they did whoever dropped it off here, if there was somebody, in fact, who politically dropped it off here, you know, it's full of garbage. In front of Lisa's house, our councilwoman Herbold's house is a Lisa Herbold City, Seattle City Council District 1. She gets it done. There's some other posters in her windows. But, yeah, it's sitting right in front, front and center. She gets a full view from her picture windows of this RV sitting here.
Do me a favor. Don't mention, because I know you've seen the photo of the truck that towed it up there. Do not describe the truck, because I'm trying to find the person who did this, and I want them to describe the truck in their text to me. Okay, but no, tell me about this now, because this is, I didn't know about this. So what do you mean they filled this RV with garbage? How do you know that?
Yeah, so I'm looking in a window, and the door's open, and I can send you a picture, but it is filled with, like, old clothes, stinky clothes. I just opened the door. It smells really bad in here. It's full of cardboard, and there looks like there's a cooler. They're definitely making a point. It was kind of a dropped off situation. There's a little sofa in here that has definitely seen better days.
From the photo I saw, it looked like the RV wasn't in that bad a condition, but that was a photo. It looked like it was in the wee hours of this morning. Is the exterior, does it look okay?
Yeah, I mean, the exterior looks fine. Like I said, it's a classic Dutchman. It doesn't look like it's like, you know, right, you know, it's got tires. But the inside of it definitely is, it's uninhabitable. I mean, there's no question that, you know, nobody would actually want to live in it.
But that's the thing. If somebody, and I'm not encouraging this, I'm just speculating out loud here, but if somebody wanted to go and live in it, then, and because here's the problem, they are not towing RVs anywhere in the city if there are, you know, drug addicts or meth addicts in them who consider them to be a domicile. And if somebody went up to this RV, if the door's unlocked, as you just told me, and wanted to consider it their domicile, they probably could. And then I don't even know if the Seattle Police or Lisa Herbold could get it towed.
Well, considering I've seen a lot of the RVs and the stories that we've done, you know, somebody would actually consider this inhabitable. But basically, in the condition that it is now, I mean, you couldn't even walk into it because there's a huge cooler blocking the entrance with lots of dirty clothes. And it looks like rat chewed paper. And I mean, you know, technically you could live in it. It but I don't think that.
Yeah, but is that, you know, really living?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, I think it's the perfect vehicle to for somebody who's wanting to prove a point that, you know, they're sick of the RVs around the city and they're going to dump one right here, and we'll see what happens next.
Okay. And Nicole, are you watching the text messages?
I am. There's tons coming in, but I haven't
so fast.
Seen.
Please keep watching them because, again, I'm putting out an all call. If you are responsible or if you know who was responsible, we will guarantee your anonymity, but I want to hear from you and I want to talk to you live on the air today. If you're responsible for towing this RV filled with garbage, as Carolyn Osorio is telling us live, to Lisa Herbold's house right now. And I know that our news desk, Carolyn, has reached out to Lisa Herbold. We've emailed her, left voicemail. We've asked a bunch of questions about this.
Well, Dory, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to go knock on the door. So I'll see if she answers.
Well, tell you what, why don't I let you do that? And let's talk live right after Ursula's 12:30 news. And,
okay.
And I'll get an update if anybody answers the door at Lisa Herbold's house.
Sounds good, Dory.
Okay. All right, Carolyn. Great work.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Our reporter Carolyn Osorio live at Lisa Herbold's house where somebody has just towed an absolute garbage. That's a nice touch. I didn't know it was filled with garbage.
No, where, like, do you go and pick up some garbage? Although, you know, there is a garbage pickup problem, so it probably wasn't hard to find.
Oh, my goodness. I shouldn't be enjoying this so much. And
we just decided that
we should
wouldn't
share with our listeners.
Yes.
Let's share the meeting we had this morning.
Yes.
Because I was seriously considering partnering with Ari on towing RVs to city council members' houses. And Nicole and May and our management, we met this morning about this plan. And we all unanimously agreed we wouldn't feel right, and I know that, you know, I know that they have imposed this on your homes and on your businesses. Maybe you think I'm just too sensitive and touchy-feely because I'm known for my touchy-feeliness, but we unanimously decided no, we're not going to take this fight to the council members' homes because it's the families. Their families aren't responsible. Their neighbors aren't responsible for what the council members' inaction has done to this region. Would I do it at their campaign office? Would I do it at City Hall? Yes, absolutely. But the fact that this has happened without me being involved at all delights me to no end. And so, please, somebody from the 360, Dory is absolutely giddy. LOL, this is great. Another one. One man's garbage is another man's treasure. That's it. Everybody that is texting me is just thrilled about this. But here's the bottom line. You know what's happened here? We've reached the breaking point. It's time for a little citizen unrest. And the fact that we have hit the boiling point,
there's something happening here,
is much needed.
What it is ain't exactly clear.
I've watched them trash this city.
There's a man with a gun over there.
Beautiful city that I grew up in.
Telling me
reduced to being a haven for heroin addicts, meth addicts, desperate homeless people attracted here by insane politics and political decisions. And what that has meant to all these businesses that are victims of crime on a daily basis, all the homes that are broken into, second highest property crime of any major city in the United States, in Seattle, because heroin addicts need about $38,000 a year to feed their habit. And that means they got to steal about $500,000 worth of stuff a year so they can sell it for a dime on the dollar, get whatever they possibly can. And so now, at least one person, and if you want to judge it by my text messages, this person's a hero. At least one person has said enough is enough. A garbage-filled RV has been towed in front of Seattle City Councilwoman Lisa Herbold's house. Okay, Carolyn Osorio is going to go knock on Lisa Herbold's door. I wonder if there's anyone home. I also wonder how quickly is this going to be towed away? Is Lisa Herbold going to be treated a million times better than all the other desperate people who are hurting because of these RVs in their neighborhoods, where they work, where they live? Okay, we'll take you back live to Lisa Herbold's home and the garbage-filled RV right after Ursula's News. This is live breaking news coverage. Garbage RV in Seattle. Yeah, I'm kind of giddy today. Don't go anywhere. Call all your friends. Text them all. Tell them to tune in. I think this is going to be a pretty great afternoon here. Dory Monson Show gets rolling. Live coverage of trash-filled RV gate continues exclusively here on the Dory Monson Show. I was alerted right before I went on the air from a Seattle Times reporter that a RV had been towed to Seattle City Council member Lisa Herbold's house this morning. The Times reporter wanted to know if any of my listeners were responsible, and I don't know. Not that I know of. That's an honest answer. So we have Carolyn Osorio there, and in a very dramatic moment of live radio about 15 minutes ago, Carolyn opened the door to the RV. In case people are just tuning in, Carolyn, what did you see inside of this RV?
Well, since we last talked, I went up to Councilwoman Herbold's door, and surprise, surprise, no answer. So I did go back to the RV, and I'm wearing my long boots today, so I just decided they're not steel-toed because I was worried about hypodermic needles. But I went in there, and there's garbage in the bedroom. There's garbage in all these little nooks and crannies. But as I was coming out, two of your listeners, like, people are swarming. I mean, it's too soon to say a swarm, but I've got a couple of them right here that want to talk to you. Hold on a second. I'm going to give you Eric. Hold on.
Swarming.
Hey, Dory, how's it going?
Hey, Eric, what's happening, man?
Not much. I had to join the party before the party left the town here.
So, you heard about this when we went on the air today?
Oh, yeah. I turned it on just as you came on, and I literally was down a couple houses down the street, ran all the way home, got the address so I could figure out where I was going just to come back and be here before I got towed away.
Okay, let's not give the address or any
details.
No. But, okay, so you apparently support whoever did this?
Oh, yeah. I texted you and said we should start a GoFundMe page so we should make deliveries around town.
Oh, you were the one. I remember that one, yeah. Why? Tell me why, Eric. Why do you think whoever did this... why do you think everybody seems to be reaching this boiling point right now?
I just think everyone I know has been complaining about the same thing, just tired of it, and our voices aren't heard at all. And even the city council meetings, they don't let any of us speak there. And, you know, I think finally we're just kind of throwing a dagger in the lawn here just to say, hey, you know, this is, hey, somebody's got to listen and pay attention to us.
I said that I have some misgivings, Eric, about taking this fight to their homes. Most of my listeners disagree with me on that because they said, no, they're all part of the problem. But how do you feel about that?
No, I think it, I actually wish they had put a sign on the front and explained what it was here for. But, you know, it is tough for the rest of the neighbors, but, you know, as a neighbor here myself, I don't, object to this at all. And, I wish they'd do it elsewhere.
Okay. I don't want anybody to damage somebody else's property. And I don't know if this is now considered abandoned property, but if somebody wants to spray paint Dory Monson for governor on the side of this, on the side that faces Lisa Herbold's house, I wouldn't hate that.
No. I don't know if you're going to have that opportunity, though, Dory.
Okay, yeah, all right.
I have a feeling it's going to be towed here soon enough.
I don't know. Then what does that tell us about the two standards of justice in our region if it gets towed from Herbold's house?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like the stolen property items. You know, the response times that we get as local citizens, and, you know, we have to go online or actually go into the office to actually file a report for nothing to ever happen.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how fast this gets taken care of.
Yeah, that's right. When Sally Bagshaw's bike got stolen a couple of weeks ago, the police were all over it. Everybody else, they say, fill out an online report. Yeah, that's a great point. All right. Hey, Eric, it's really nice talking with you.
Thanks, Dory. Keep on doing good work.
Thank you,
appreciate
sir.
It, brother.
All right, thank you, man.
Hey, Dory.
Hey, Carol. I loved your description that people were swarming there. There are two people there.
Well, you know what? It's like when you're here and you see this thing and all of a sudden people start, you know, the garbage truck was driving by and he honked at me and I turned around. He's like, tell Tori, good job. Like, and I've only been here 15 minutes. It feels like, you know, with this is one RV in one neighborhood in Seattle. The fact that it's drawing this much attention within, a few minutes is pretty significant, I think.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. I really do. So is the other listener there or did they take off?
They took off, but he was like, reiterated, like, please keep telling Dory to keep it up, keep doing what. And I said, hey, can I interview you? And he's like, no, Councilwoman Herbold hates me, but, you know, but he did want to talk to you. So okay.
Well, again, it's probably that guy then.
Again,
that was.
I don't know that I've done anything here. I don't know. I'm still waiting to see who did this. But all right, Carolyn, well, is your work done there now then, you think?
I'm going to hang out here a little bit more and see if there's any more swarms happen while I'm here.
Let's check in with her throughout the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to come back to you, you know, as often as we can. But if you're there at least till the top of the 1 o'clock hour, just see what other action you've had there.
Yeah, I'm getting lots of video and documentation, so I'll have plenty to do until then. And maybe I'll knock on Lisa's door again, and we'll see what happens.
Well, and the other thing, too, Carolyn, in all seriousness, is... I wonder if the cops are going to tow this away or if SDOT's going to. And, you know, if we had a way to chronicle the disparity of justice between these RVs in other parts of the city and in front of Herbold's house, that would be incredible for us to document.
Well, we will certainly look into it. And I'll tell you this right now, you know, it's definitely pushing the envelope as to, you know, as Eric, you know, so aptly put, it's the throwing a sword in the grass or whatever that is. Like, you know, what are they going to do? You know, because they haven't done a lot when it comes to, you know, at least that's what people say. You know, they're tired of the RVs. And this certainly would suggest that. So I will hang out here and see if any other people come and see if I have another update for you.
Can I ask one other favor of you?
Of course.
Do you mind knocking on a couple of other neighbor doors and see if you can find a neighbor? And I would love to get their reaction to this happening in their neighborhood because they happen to live on Lisa Herbold's block.
You know what, Dory? I'm going to go to like as many doors as it takes to get that answer for you. So I will be back.
I would really enjoy hearing their perspective on that. All right.
Yeah, Carolyn, I
do
it too.
Great work. Okay, we'll come to you live again at 106 then, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Dory.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Okay, bye.
She's the best.
She is.
I love Carolyn.
We just got a text from a listener who says, I'm a grown man, but I'm so happy you're making me cry.
I want to vouch for you, though, that you had no idea.
No.
Because it's not a stunt.
Honest to goodness.
Yeah, this was all happened right before noon.
You weren't in the meeting this morning, Ursula, but Nicole and I had a meeting with some of our management, and we all agreed that, because I was seriously going to partner with Ari on doing something like this, but we all agreed, no, we're not going to take it to their homes. Because I feel bad for the neighbors. That's why I wanted Carolyn to find a neighbor to talk to. Because if I lived on some moron's block and I had to suffer because of the moron, I wouldn't like that. So
right.
So anyway, I'm not involved, believe it or not. I'm loving it. And a lot of people said.
But don't encourage anyone to write anything on it.
On the RV?
Dory Monson for governor. Come
That's
on.
That's totally
facing
fine.
Herbold's house? How sweet would that be?
Don't do anything to Herbold's house, but do something to the RV. That's fine. It's abandoned.
But and then I've gotten a few texts that have said that I'm a stinking hypocrite because I say that I wouldn't do it in their neighborhoods, but I'm enjoying so much that somebody else did. And they said, sounds like you just don't want to take responsibility. And you're right. You're right. I'll just be honest. You're right. Okay, tell you what, quick timeout. And before all of this happened, I got one of the most passionate emails just yesterday from a very good listener of ours that just ripped Lisa Herbold. So I'm going to share that with you. We'll continue our live coverage. It's a trash-filled RV that's been towed to a Seattle City Council member's house. And as the 360 just texted me, one down, several to go. Now the question is this going to happen at some of the other council members' houses? Okay, we got live. We got you covered. And don't go anywhere. The Dory Monson Show rolls on. Exclusive. Breaking. Anything else? Is that everything?
I told you so.
I told you so. Coverage. On the Dory Monson Show, it has consumed our entire broadcast so far today. We found out right before we went on the air that somebody towed a trash-filled RV to Seattle City Councilmember Lisa Herbold's home early this morning. I'm still trying to find who did it. And I have some questions because I've seen a photo.
I mean, is it a real derelict RV or is it someone who
made
it look?
Well, okay. It looks pretty trash.
Okay.
Yeah. But somebody took a photo.
So someone looking for their RV right now?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's stolen, but somebody took a photo. And I'm not going to identify the truck that towed it there. But somebody took a photo of the guy unloading it from the truck and then got it to a guy who's posted it on Facebook. And so I want to know the origin of this photo because somebody was there when this trash-filled RV was dropped off, and I'm trying to find out who it was. So again, if you did this as an act of civil disobedience, or if you know the person who did it, we're trying to keep up with the text messages. This is about as crazy as the text line has ever been. The text number is 98973. That's 98973. And our favorite text so far is the guy who said, I haven't been this captivated since the OJ chase.
Oh, no.
Let us take you back live to Seattle City Councilmember Lisa Herbold's home, her neighborhood at least, where our Carolyn Osorio is on the scene. And Carolyn, what's happened since we last talked?
Hey, Dory. So I have been inundated with honking. I've been talking to people. I've got two guys that have rolled up here. Dave Montour is a neighbor here, and he just cannot wait to talk to you about this eyesore and some other he has some strong feelings about what's happening with the RVs.
Okay. All right.
Hi, Dory.
Dave, I appreciate you coming on with me.
Great. Fantastic. So I'm a neighbor and a local business owner as well. And
okay.
It's great to sort of, you know, take part in this great political theater that's happening in front of us and really to shine a light on Lisa Herbold's disastrous record. You know, she's been a council member in Seattle. She's been on council in city council for over 21 years, you know, the last four as our active council member here. And, you know, we just haven't seen any results. in those years that she's been on council. She's had plenty of time to make a change here, and it's about time to shine light over here in West Seattle. We need change in District 1. We need new leadership in District 1.
You don't think that it's unfair in any way to take this fight to her personal, private family home?
Yeah, I think that's a little extreme. So, you know, I wouldn't want to see that happen to anybody. But I think it does allow us, you know, to sort of shine a light on what's been going on here in West Seattle. And the fact that, you know, we've called her to the table many times as business owners on a number of issues. And she just has been absent. She hasn't really shown up for us. So we're disappointed.
That's why so many people have told me to stop with this. We shouldn't do it at their homes, which is what I said. Oh, I hear other people honking in the background as we're talking live here. But because they're saying these RVs are at our businesses, they are at our homes, and the council doesn't care. So now we're going to see if there's a disparity of justice when the trash-filled RV is in front of the council member's house.
Yeah, we'll see. We saw parking enforcement drive by already, so we'll see how much heat gets turned up on this lone RV out here on 9th Avenue.
Okay. All right. Good talking with you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jory. Okay. Thanks for all you do.
All right. Appreciate it.
Dory.
Carolyn. So how about any of the people who live in the close proximity to Herbold's house? Have you had any luck there?
Yeah, I talked with a neighbor right next door. She didn't want to be interviewed on the record, but she, you know, she was very, I would say, like, almost giving up about the status of the RVs in her neighborhood and the trash. And she just really feels like, you know, it's so overwhelming, and that they feel alone, like they're the only ones. And I said, well, you know, I'm sorry to say this, but you guys aren't the only ones. And, you know, I said, oh, well, you know, be careful, you know, the next day or so, you know, there might be a lot of activity out here. And she's like, what, more RVs? And I'm like, no, like, you know, news people like me coming around. So I think that the concern is, you know, a lot of people are interested in this stunt that's happening and think it's like the best thing since sliced bread. But the neighbors who actually just live and go to work and do their daily grind, you know, they're just like sick of the RVs. And that's kind of the consensus of all the people that I've talked to around here. And then, of course, the people honking by, you know, that are listening, you know, right now in real time, and, you know, honking their support. So as far as I went up into the yard, and apparently some neighbors are also saying that, you know, Lisa Herbold isn't actually here very often. I have no way to confirm that other than what sources are saying who are neighbors to her. But as far as like getting an interview, I don't feel like that's probably going to come to fruition today.
Right. Well, in our news desk, I'll be surprised if she would talk to me. I would love it. But our news desk, why are you laughing at that?
Because we always play this dance, don't we, Dory? You know, hey, come on my show. And you know that, you know, it's probably highly unlikely. But you're an optimist, and I love that about you.
You know what? That's me. I'm an optimist to the very core. That's the secret to success. Okay, how busy? I'm hearing all this traffic. Is that a busy street?
Yeah, it's a really busy street, and, you know, neighbors are coming out and taking pictures. Not all of them want to be, you know, on air or talk, but they're waving. It seems like a very friendly exchange. Like, the energy around here is that, you know, people are excited that something's going on with this RV and that, you know, we're talking about it. And, you know, I think that this could end up being a big deal, you know, depending on how, you know, as we know, there's a 72-hour window once that RV gets ticketed, but that isn't often the case. That it's actually moved or anything is done. So,
right. So
the clock, you know, there, I don't see any tickets on the RV yet, but once there is that ticket, from what I understand, that's 72 hours to move it. And
for the many people who are just tuning in, Carolyn, you opened the door live on the air about 45 minutes ago. Describe what the inside of this RV looks like for everybody who wasn't listening an hour ago.
Well, on the outside, it actually doesn't look like it's in that bad of shape. You know, the tires aren't deflated. But on the inside, and I actually went inside, it smells like dog. It smells like urine. It smells like, you know, just a bunch of clothes were dumped in here that have been, like, at the bottom of, you know, somebody's basement from 30 years ago. And, you know, it's just trash all the way from the beginning. There's the hallway. I was kicking stuff out to get to the back where there's a bedroom. I was really afraid to open up the door because I thought, you know what? if somebody's going to leave an RV here, they're probably going to leave it full of, if there's a bathroom. But from what I understand, there's no bathroom that I'm seeing. But there's another horn honking in support.
Okay.
The bedroom in the back is full of stuff too. I mean, it's just not a place you'd want to be in. And when I entered it, I was like, you know, dodging garbage and everything. But I was like, I can't just not go in, right?
So I'm curious if someone is looking for their RV. I mean, if it's been towed. I mean, it sounds like someone had been living there fairly recently.
Off the air, Carolyn, have you jotted down the license plate on the RV?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Got a picture of it.
Okay, we'll see if we can... Do we know how to run a plate? I've heard that phrase a million times.
Well, I'm guessing a Dory Monson listener could help someone with a badge.
Yeah, I need a cop who can run a plate for me, okay? Text me at 98973. So that's the key question that remains, Carolyn. We got to find who did this. As the guy you just put on the air with us, Dave, he called it an act of political theater. I like that description.
Well, and people are, like I said, coming out of the woodwork here trying. I think that, you know, the person who left it is probably actively listening and wondering what's going to happen next. I don't know why they wouldn't want to take credit for it, but hopefully they will. And we'll get to the bottom of it. But I will definitely take the license plate and we'll do our due diligence and try to figure out who. Oh, there's another horn.
Carolyn, text me the plate number. I'm going to get it run in seconds here.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, Dory.
Okay, Carolyn, thank you.
Okay, bye.
See ya. I can't give my source, but I just got a text. And if I get the text from Carolyn.
I knew it wouldn't take long.
Yeah, I got somebody who's going to run the plate. I don't even know what that means, but I love the phrase.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
You know what that means.
Right, but I don't know how to do it. I've never run a plate.
Type it into a computer.
Well, that's because you
have
got
a database.
Okay, if you are anywhere in this Lisa Herbold's neighborhood, and again, I'm not going to give the address because I have such deep and abiding respect for the sanctity of one's home. But if you're anywhere near her home and know where she lives, go by, tell Carolyn what you think about this. If you're ticked off, if you're a neighbor who's ticked off, go by and tell Carolyn about that. And she'll chat with you, and we're going to talk to her again right at the top of the hour here. But I think this is great political theater. I enjoy days like this immensely when I have an entire show planned out. And then something happens minutes before we go on the air, and we have to do a 180. So somebody who's listening knows who did this. And we will give you anonymity. But text me and tell me who did this, or if it was you, because I want to talk to you. I want to find out more. I want to find out if this is going to spread to other council members' houses. Our text number is 98973. That's 98973. And let me know what's up. Okay. I've been so consumed. I haven't talked about anything else today. And by the way, we're gonna change it up a little bit at the bottom of the hour. Brock Heward's going to drop by for our new feature, Hump Day with Heward. He can't be the Monday Monson quarterback anymore, but he will be able to talk with us on Wednesday. So Hump Day with Heward. We'll have a little chit-chat with Brock. And then we're going to keep our live coverage going of the trash-filled RV at Lisa Herbold's house. And we just got the plate from Carolyn as we speak, and I'm going to send it to somebody who's going to run the plate for me. So I'm going to find out who owns the RV, and I'll have that for you in just minutes as well.